and how we make tzitzis, how our tzitzis are, halacha l'masa. The sugya unfolds from the din of gadumin, because Rava says the din of gadumin is a raya for requiring natzal kol chulya v'chulya. But the sugya really begins in Lamed Tesem and Aleph at the very bottom, the machlekes of Rav and Rabba Bar Bar Chana. The sugya has have kochol have Rabba and Rabba Bar Chana have yosve have kochol va'ozal hu gavre de michzig lima de kul techilta. V'ramilei techilta ugedila migdal. Rav and Rabba Bar Chana are watching a person. The person had a beged that was entirely tcheles, and his tzitzis were tcheles. It looks like Rami le techilta. Rashi says it just means he put on tzitzis, and ugdila migdal, and all of the tzitzis, his entire tzitzis were made into ugdil, and there were no hanging strings. So Amar Rav Yoy Glima, he says a very nice jacket for lo yoy techilta, but. He doesn't have very nice tzitzis. Michal finds him and he gave shir, so he said that Yoy Glima, why did he have to say it's a nice piece of clothing? That's not what he wanted to say. He wanted to say he has terrible tzitzis. So he goes to Mechavis Halvavis that in the Sharachna, that a person should always try to find something good about something. He gives the story. I don't know if it's a story in the Gemara, but just an event which happened. People, Hasidim, were walking by, and there was a dead animal, and it smelled terribly. So one said, this Nevela smells terrible. And the other Nevela says, but the animal had good teeth. So the Chavis Halvava says that what he was saying was, even when something's not, it's very unpleasant, to meet a tova, to try to find something good. So Rav saw a person who was wearing a four-cornered garment, and according to Rav, he was about the mitzvah to say of tzitzis. But he wanted to say something good, so he said, he has a very, very nice coat. Yoy glima, v'lo yoy tchilta. That's what Rav said. And Rav Barachana said, yoy glima v'yoy tchilta is a nice coat, and he has very beautiful tzitzis as well. So that's where the whole sugya begins. That's where the sugi begins. I was thinking that we could say that I know Rabbi Michal didn't say this. Alluding to Mr. Fina, we could say the following, however. That Yo'eg Limam, if you say Rami le Tchilta means he put on Tchelas. Rashi says many times Tchilta means Sitzes. To Kula Tchilta, V'Rami le Tchilta. Right? So L'chora, a simple reading would be, He had a beged of tchelas and he put tchelas on. So Lanias Daita, I would suggest that it's a little bit misfit. Rav Michal didn't say it because the Rashi says tchelas is not tchelas; it's tzitzis. So it's always nervous to say a brisker word when the family didn't say it. So but I would suggest that if what we said is correct, the knuf min knuf is the hemshach of the clothes. Like Tosfos says on Lamed Chesmon Beis, if you don't get worried about the extra gersois. So then, and you can say it's a pshat anyway, you don't need to say, Tosfos says Mamish has to be mechuber. But it would make sense to say, we could bring other rayas that kenaf min kenaf is a din hemshach habeged. The din of tzitzit is to attach tcheles to a hemshach habeged. So he could be, so Rav said, you know, yoy galima, the hemshach habeged he got. In other words, by putting on kenaf min kenaf, by putting on the two, by putting on tcheles, yoy galima. The din of kenaf min kenaf, he was mekayim. But Niko Chosman is Abram, he's not mekayim the mitzvah of psil tcheles. And Rabbi Bar Chana said, no, yoy glim v'yoy tchilta, b'maykem iflgeis. And the Machleika says, how to understand the two parashas. There is a parasha in Parasha Shlach. The parasha of tzitzis, which is v'nosnu, v'satizaknof b'neim, v'nosnu psil tchilas. That you put the psil tchilas, doesn't mention anything about gedilim b'chlal. Then you have the parasha in Kiseitze, which only mentions gedilim, doesn't mention the word tzitzis, doesn't mention the word psil. So you have two parshias. Halacha l'meish misinai, these parshias are the same mitzvah. But they describe the mitzvah entirely different. So the question is, what are we supposed to learn? What is the midah shatar nedreshes ben when you have a mitzvah which is described entirely differently in two parshias of Chumash? So Rabba's understanding was you have a choice. You can either do Gdili Kupsil. This goes back to, maybe goes back to the Rajba and the Tosus, whether the mitzvah tzitzis can be mekuyim in different ways with different people. Rabbi Baruchana said that's mamash what the Torah is telling us, that there is a choice in how to be mekuyim the mitzvah tzitzis. Oy psil, oy gdil. That's how we understand when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us a par mitzvah and he describes the mitzvah in a disparate fashion in two different parshas. That's to tell us you have two ways of mekuyim the mitzvah, chiddush. And Rav says, no, for carrot. That the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu, the midah that we're supposed to learn from this is that we're supposed to combine the two mitzvahs. Combine the two parashas, the two separate halachas, but it's all one mitzvah. That's the din of Gedil and the din of Psil. So Rav says, Rav says, Elo'ilam Psil be'inan, for who Gedilim le'minyana, who the Asa. Tesh explains why he has to have Hemshav, why he needs to have a Hezreni altogether. In other words, the Pashto says that Rav holds, I have two parshas, two descriptions, I have to mekayim both of them. Now I have to explain some of the details. I have to explain Gedilim. So Gedilim gives me the number that we Tosfos quotes in the bottom of Lamches Amud Aleph. That's ultimately, I'll know the din of four, and then ultimately of eight, I'll know that from Gedilim. I say Gedil, Upsulayu B'Soichai. I should make the Gedil that's described in Parshat Kitzaytzei, Upsulayu, and the din of psil that is in Parsha Shlach has to be what's Pshat Misaychay. So there are three different Malachim in the Rishonim. The second Lashon of Rashi is goof of what we're saying right now, that the Lishna Achrina of Rashi is that you have to have Upsulayu Misaychay Tona Psil Onaf Lamata. Maybe a little bit Shidim Gubes is a little bit differently. Shidim Gubes says that there, that you require a Gedil and a Psil, that's the two parshas. All right. What's Rav adding? Upsulai Misaychai, is the Gedil on top or the Psil on top? You could have the Gedil at the bottom and the Gedil on top. So Rav darshans that you make the Gedilim and the Psil comes from the Gedil. That's the second Lashon of Rashi. The first Lashon of Rashi is Vidin. The first Lashon of Rashi is the Din on Lamites Amud Aleph, that the Psil is one of the Gedilim tells me eight. And Rav says, and I learn that the Psil is one of the eight. The Psil HaKoyrech. And then Rashi's Meramis, the third possible Shita spells out. And that is, how do I know that I have to string them so that four equals eight? I could have four, I could make a knot in the top and just a four coming down out of the hole. Who says after string them the four is eight? So that's the third possibility of this din of Gedil Upsal Misaycha. If I have a Gedil first, then I'm going to have eight come out of it. In order to make the Gedil, I have to loop them through. I can't just make a knot near the top. So however you learn it, the sugya begins, the Tzur of our Tzitzis begins by the through the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Megala to us by creating two separate parshas, a parsha of Gedil and a parsha of Psil. Tosfos and Lamites Amud Beis actually refers to it as a parsha of Gedil, which is based on the sugya. So that's how we have the din. According to Rabbi Bar Baruch Hana, we have a choice. It's two separate halachos, two separate parshas. You can mekayim tzitzis al pi bamidbar, al pi devarim. It's interesting halach. And Rav says no, that we put the bamidbar and devarim together, and that gives us the tzitzis as we know them. What's the next? And now I know I have a gedil and I have a psil. So how? What's the gedir of the gedil? What makes a gedil? Gedilim. So we know gedilim will require four that are eight. What else do we know? We know that the gedil is by definition apparently chulyas. It may be better to say hakofes. I have to make a spiral. I have to circle the strings. I have to create circles around the strings. So those are hakofes. And then there's a din that I require chulyas. Right? According to some Rishonim, chulyas and hakofes is the exact same thing. According to Rashi, either you have hakofes and chulyas, or you have chulyas and kriches. Right? But it's the same thing. You have individual circuits of the string, and then after several circuits, If you make a knot, that's called a chulia, right? Or the circuits are called chulias, and then you make a knot and called a korach. It's bound together. But the Gemara says, what is a gedil going to be? So a gedil is going to be, what's the lashon? Hapoiches layivchos misheva. No, a gedil. Rav says, it has to at least one chulia or maximum roiv. Omer Rav Yirmiyah Rav Omer Rav. Rav is the baal. Means the Baal Halacha over here, right? Rav is the one who told us chulias, and that's the chavra why the Gemara says that when the Gemara says, when the Gemara learns the first din, Abchut shel krach oilala, the Gemara says Yimin is Rav, not Shmuel, because Rav is the Baal Tittus as we know them. So Rav is the one that tells you need the Gedil and you need Psil. So the Gemara, now Rav explained even more. Tcheles shel krach rubak sheira. Again, according to Rashi, all of this tchelis means tzitzis, not the string of tchelis. That could be the machlekes Rambam Rashi. So according to Rashi, the gedil is at least going to be one. What's the one chulia? Lekarach belochulia achas ksheira. Lechayra, let's take the minimum. One circuit is the minimum. Rashi says no. Rashi says it means three circuits. Right, a chulia is three akofis. Why? Because they have a brisa, and the brisa says, "V'kama shir chulia." Tanya Rabbi Yomer k'deshi yikrach v'yishne v'yashlish. Again, so Rashi holds that you have three akofis make a chulia. All right, so you can at least you have to have a minimum of one chulia, three akofis, or you could have roiv. Roiv could be chulias. So how do we start? We start that we need to have a psil and chulias. The Gemara in Daf Membei says that the shear of the tzitz have to be 12 gudlin. So out of those 12 gudlin, you have to have a combination of gedil and psil. All right. What's the combination going to be? So your one possibility, Rav also has choices. Rabbi Baruchan is a huge choice. Do your gedil, do your enough. Rav says, I have to be gedil and enough. Okay, but now you have choices in your gedil enough proportion. You can either have three chulias, and then the rest is strings, or you can have roiv chulias, and the rest is string. Okay, so that would be that. The Gemara is going to say best to have a two thirds, one third distribution, but that's your minimum gedil or your maximum gedil. Then we learn that we learn that there has to be at least one kesher. Right? Again, we have a gedil, we have our psil, then we have your balance of your gedil psil, the minimum three chulias, maximum roiv chulias. Good. Then we have a din at the top of the top, said, I'm an aleph, it has to be a kasher. It has to be a kasher someplace. Okay? That's how do you have to have a kasher? So, lechor, you have three different makoris have to have a kasher. Either the simplest makoris that you have to be able to violate kalayim. Otherwise, you wouldn't need a heter klein besitzes. All right, so after the chibur. A chibur can't be a tchifa. A chibur has to be a kesher shekayama. I need to have a kesher. Rashi says it's also a lachlam ish misinai. So, chiyun. How do you put that together? And then Tosva says, and Rashi also says, I need to have a kesher because I have to have a gdil makayim. Right? Lachayra, if I require a gdil, so, if I don't tie a knot, I'm not going to have a gedil. So that you could fend from the following way. That lechor from Rashi is in the following. Rashi could say, labdavka. A gedil, I could tuck it in also. And it could last, it won't last. Rashi could last a day or two. But in other words, it's conceivable that every few days I could restring my tzitzis. That would be conceivable. Don't pass me. It's conceivable. That I don't need to have a real kesher. A gedil has to have some kind of kiyum. But it has to be able to last. L'chor, to make a kricha, bang, and for it drop right away, l'chor, that's hard to say. Torah says gedil, so it means they make a string, and then it falls down. L'chor, it has to last as a gedil. But who's it has to last, how long? Maybe it has to last a day, 2 days. So I make a gedil, and I tuck it in. That'd be good enough. However, that would not be good enough for klayim. So now I have another din. What's that din? The din is I have a din of Kesher Elyon. That din of Kesher Elyon, Rashi says, Zalach L'Moshe Misinai, and I have and Shema Mina from the din of Kalayim. Why do you need both? Shema Mina Kesher Elyon Deiraisa. Zalach L'Moshe Misinai. Kesher Elyon Hainu Nami Hu Kesher Lamata. Halacha l'meishem misinai, kiloimer keshev echad batzitzis, miya deiraisa. Halachi naken elyon mishom the ilay avid elachad keshev b'soifai avid lei shemekayim es egedil kuloi. So Rashi says that the kesher is the kesher at the bottom of the gedil, the different possibilities. But l'chora Rashi is an arsug. You're saying kesher is the bottom of the gedil, so kesher is mekayim the gedil. Because theoretically, I could have had a kesher at the top and a gedil and tuck it in. So Rashi says no, that the kesher echon betitzis miyadei raisa. Well, hachi noked elyon mishum dihavi oved elachad kesher besoifay oved le shemekayim es a gedil kuloi. That's the most effective kind of kesher. Could be that that's a lochel mishvisinai. It could be that the halacha l'mesh b'sin is a require a kesher, they'll maintain the gedil. In other words, who knows, who said that the gedil has to be a gedil that will last as long as the beggar? No, a gedil could last 8 days. Halacha l'mesh b'sin, no, a gedil has to be a gedil l'mekayim. That means you have to have a kesher. That's the kesher elyon. Right? We say that, it's a little bit difficult, because we don't do it that way. Right? Would that be a violation of klayim? If I have a beged shel tzemer, and then a beged shel pishtin, I put the tzemer in, and then I start doing a lot of krichas, and then I make a knot at the very bottom. Halach l'maisa, we would say it's a klayim, it's a klayim deiraisa. Some of the achrayim discuss that. Whether the kesher elyon, how close the kesher will have to be in order for it to be a din of kalayim.
It's in the sheet of wets over here.
Yeah, the one?
He says, Lishnachanina, the kesher elyon, I know how to smichi the talus from the rabbonon, lamali the mishkins of the mitzitzis, the mishim I eat chiva, the talk of chudim is the din lav chiva, the talk of tzivcha is the chibur, the mishim kesher atacho, lav chiva, the maruch min atalus.
The maruchuk, right. If it's meruchuk, halacha l'maisa we would pass, and I think it is because we pass any time you have two things joined that cannot be unhinged. We hold that. We hold even if one puts on one beged and have another beged, you can't get the one beged out from another beged. That's also good enough halacha l'maisa. So that I'm not sure. But the lashon of Rashi, Hanu nami ukeshu l'mata halacha l'maisa misinai. Kiloimar, kesher echad batzitzis miyadei raisa. Lachinokan elyon mishum de ilay oved elachad kesher besoifay oved lay. And Lachar Rashi is against this shita. Right? So exactly what's the halach l'mishina, what's the raya from klayim? Yeah, they're different, but Lachar, even if it's two lashonis, that means what that means. So then Taisa says it could be, according to Machlokes with the Rabbi Rav Chana, it could be whether you learn Smuchin or not. There could be different ways of, but L'chayim, that's not what Rashi says.
I thought Rashi was just saying that it's called Kesher Elyon because if it would be only one Kesher, then it would be at the end of the bag. But over here it's not. Over here it's by the Knaf, according to this Mando. That's why it was only asked on the second condition of Rashi.
I'm not sure that's it could be. I'm not sure. Kesher hainu nami yahu kesher. Lemata. Halacha l'moshe misinai. Kaloimer kesher echad batzitzis. Miyadei raisa. L'chor, that's a reference to the Gemara. Halachi naked elyon mishum de'ilay ovid alachad kesher. B'soifay ovid. Shemekayim is a gedil kula. Who's that? It's hard to say.
But the
yes, so that's what I was wondering if you could say that. In other words, but if it's hard to work out. In other words, you say lochel moshe mi'sinai is you have to have a kesher that's kind of like a deal. And we learn from Sukkim that it has to be a kesher asomoch leknaf. That's what you were saying. Right? And in other words, Allah has to, it's a din in Gedil. But then you have to have Tukshar, if you say that. Who's that? Rashi's Allah Moshe Visina, and he says. Right. No, the Eloi Ovid Elachad Kesher B'Soifoi Ovid. You're only going to have one Kesher, has to be at the very end. Shemekayim is a Gedil Kuloi. Who was that?
Or that's where you would do it. No, it's just
no, that's Lachar, but it's B'Adin. That's Tam B'Adin that you have to do it that way. The only, see, if you say that Lachal Amish B'Sina is, I need a Kesher to Mekayim the Gdil, and then I learned from Klayim that I need a Kesher closer to Kanaf, right? So then Lachar, I need to have Tukshar Menei Raisa. And that doesn't seem to be the option of the Sukhya. It seems to be one, only one Kesher.
There's a Klayim as a Liman, or it's just a Gila?
A Gila, good. But Rav Rav Shmamina, Kesher on the Adi, so the night of the Rav Ma'is Rech Lamishre.
That's being pushed, that is a lot
of I don't think so. I mean, you bring a Rai from Pasuk, there's a lot of Mishina. Shmamina, Kesher on the Elion, the Raisa.
It's a lot of Mishina.
There is a
Rashi, but that's a question.
Yeah, it's very difficult to say that, no. Shmamina is a lot of Mishina. Is it what? There's the first knot is.
I forgot, I can find it.
He quotes that one as a Kesher Elyon. No, says, you should be choishish for the Shita. He says, Rav Shita is hold, the Kesher Elyon is Lamata. But you should be makbid on the. For the Shita that holds. It's there's halach lamaisa in this. There's halach lamaisa. You pointed out to me, and the question comes up every so often, and especially around now, that we have sometimes you have children making tzitzis, mitam chinuch. So the question is, it's smart to have children who not bear mitzvah making tzitzis, because they shouldn't wear them after they become a mitzvah, because we remark that only those who are mechuyev in the mitzvah should make tzitzis. It's machloikas. We pass, and you have to be mechuyev in the tzitzis to make tzitzis. So there's a question with that. Does that apply to Ketanim? Because Ketanim will become a name mitzvah after. All right. But the Mishnah will say that Ketanim shouldn't make their own tzitzis. All right. So then the question is, and Al Tzchinuch he wanted to do it. Or you can ask a little bit sharper. A guy's already bar mitzvah, but he only bar mitzvah become chazoka the rabba. In other words, you have your class, you have your 8-year-old class making tzitzis. All right. So you're not going to stop being machalik. That's a classic application chazok and the rabba. So it doesn't make sense to say you're going to make tzitzis. The kid is going to become a godel within the raisa in a few years from now, a year from now, a few months from now. So it doesn't make sense to have them make the tzitzis when they're only gedolim up your chazok and the rabba. But that is a halacha l'maisa. So I forget the name, sorry. Pointed out to me that in the Nefesh Rav, or the Pnimiya Rav, the Rav points out that Rav Moshe said it's not a problem, Rav said not a problem, and Rav Yaakov said, no. Do the Rebbe should do the Kesher Elyon. So that'll be their rice. Everything else is the Rabbanon. Right? So that's, and the kids will do the rest. So the Rebbe will do the Kesher Elyon for a whole class. So now the question will be, what's the Kesher Elyon? Is the top or the bottom? Well, Yaakov assumed it was the top. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense. Okay? What's that? So that's, I think it's what he said, the Kesher Elyon. Yeah. And I didn't see this. Somebody asked me this kasha. Somebody asked me. I thought to do a kesher, at least one of the first and another kesher for that reason. But in Bikur of Yaakov saying just a kesher elyon, no, it didn't, wasn't mapped in the next. Who? Mishnah Berurah. No, but you showed me in the Pnini Rav.
Yes, I'm saying maybe unless he yelled, that was a kesher elyon.
But that's why there's a little bit of halacha lemaisa. That's not what you're saying. That's not what you're saying. In other words, let's start again. We have a din of psil and a din of amanaf. We hold like Rav, all right? So then the din is what's the proportion? So the proportion what's the halacha should be? At least one chulia. Rashi's one chulia means three akafis and a knot. And the three akafis, right? And now we're saying, or it should be roy. Now we're saying, mitam din dil alone, who's the nasty to be a kesher kayama? All right, so that would be din of kesher. Din of kesher is, you can say one or three nuschois. You can say, kesher el yain, we learn from Klein. End of story. But even the rest, all right, you have to be mitaritam. Or you could say, kesher, that the Torah is being megalot to what's the din. What's the din? The din is that I have to have a kesher, and the kesher has to, the gedil has to be a gedil makayim. Right? What's the problem with that? That'd be a very beautiful pshat. That would be halacha l'moshe misinai. I have to have a kesher. Again, that would be from the din of klai has to be a kesher, and halacha l'moshe misinai is that the kesher has to be makayim the gedil. Right? The only problem with that is that we don't conduct ourselves that way. Why? Because we make a kesher at the very top. So by the time we get the kesher, which is learned from Kalim as the first kesher.
But we're being machmer that Rava sheet
the Hold on, okay, so hold on. You go to that in a moment. We'll come to that in a moment. Okay, go ahead.
I'm saying, the fact that we don't conduct ourselves like that is just because we're being machmer for a different sheet.
So I'm not sure that's correct. We'll come to that in a moment. Okay, so l'chayram, if this pshat is correct, then there should be two ksharim that we are makbid on being midin de'eraisa, and even a bigger kasha l'chayram, we should do a gedil before we doing a kesher. Right? In other words, I'll go a step deeper. Is the Torah teaching me that there are two separate halachas? There's one din of a kesher that would be in violation of Kalayim, then there's another din, that I have to have a Gedil and Meskayim, that's a Gedil and a Kesher, or is the Torah teaching me that the Chibur of the Tzitzis to the Beged is like a Gedil? Because if the din is that you have to string your Tzitzis, and you have to have a Kofis, and you have to have a Chulia, then you have to have a Kesher. So then the Torah is saying is that the Chibur that's in violation of Kalayim is a chibur of Gedil, not just a chibur of Tzitzis. And what's the din of the Kesher over here? It's a din of Kesher. L'chor, you could say, I think the Rav said this machlekshin with its Kesher Elyon and Kesher Tachna. If you hold its Kesher Elyon, then the din of Kesher is a din in the Tzitzis, in the Psil. If it's a din of Kesher Tachna, then it's a din in Gedil. Right, I'm saying a little bit, the same word, only I'm raising a different question. I'm raising whether the chibur is a chibur yidei kesher or a chibur yidei gedil. There's one thing, we have to have a psil and a gedil. Good. We also have to have a chibur to the beged. What creates the chibur to the beged? So the way that we do it is we create the chibur yidei kesher, they have a gedil. Okay. They have another kesher, my another kesher, either because Moshe is going to say in a moment, or because we want to have a gilam skayim. Good. Or is the din halacha l'mayshim that there is a din of chibur kelayim? There is a din of halacha l'mayshim that you require a gedil miskayim. Is there another din that the chibur to the beged should be a yidei gedil, not a yidei? Once Rav has his din that you have to have gedil psil, so. Is the chibur to the beged a separate din? Gedil, psil, kesher. Three separate halachas. Gedil, psil, two parshas. Kesher, kalayim. Good. And halacha mishina, he say it's a different line in Rashi. He said like Tosfos, it goes according to different shitas that have different limudim. You say it's all one is a gila the other. You can live happily ever after that way, right? To me, seven halachas for tzitzis day raisa. So when the Rebbe makes a tzitzis for the child who's not bar mitzvah yet, string it through, make sure they're right, and do a kasher, and then start doing a hakofer. Maybe three hakofers. Maybe tuck it in. All right, then your mamish have tzitzis day raisa, and you're good. Or is there a din that the gedil creates the chibur? In other words, they have to do the kasher below the gedil. That means the chibur is created by the gedil. The din of kasher than the gedil, the gedil than the chibur. So then, again, that's what I'm saying, that arts is not entirely that way. We're not knowing that. We were knowing to do a kasher, and then to start doing the gedil. So however we organize it, you have to have apsil, anofim, ayotzim, and apsil, and a kasher. Now, Rava says that we learn from the din of a gedum and another din. What's the other din? That every chulya requires a kasher. In other words, we could have said that you have to have, again, psil, anofim, a gedil, a psil, and a kasher. Now, another din. That you have to have... Before we do that, we have a din of a poiches lo yivchos misheva, the moisif lo yosef al shlashesre. We have a din that every chulya is three akofas. There is another din, a poiches lo yivchos. According to Rashi, that means that you're supposed to have more than one chulya. Right? According to Rashi, what's this? How many chulyas? All right. So you can have a chulya. You can have roiv chulyas. You can have one chulya, you can have three akafas, you can have ad roiv. But now there's another din that it's good to have several chulyas. Okay. Several chulyas could mean several chulyas and you tuck it in and they're not miskayim. Right? In other words, the chorah, you could have tzitzit, then have a kesher, they're miskayim. You could have even a tzitzis that has a chulya that's miskayim, and then every day you decide how many chulyas you want to add. If you're in a mood to have seven chulyas, to think about tcheles, kisei hakovet, right? Today's a seven chulya day. You live in a rush, three chulyas, right? You want to think about chemishu chushatari, five chulyas. Maybe it depends on the, whatever the drosh you heard last Shabbos, that's how many chulyas you're going to make. But then we have another din. The other din is that every chulya requires a kesher. That's Rav. Shmambina, tzorach lik, the din of a gedumen, in order for a gedumen to make sense, lemaisa, you have to go up to a kesher. All right. Does that kesher be a kesher's kayama, or it has to be a non-kesher's kayama? It's not clear. Not clear. We paskin. Tesva says in the Testament, Amin Aleph, each kesher should be a kesher's kayama. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. Every kesher should be a double kesher. All right. So now we have the tzitzis. Right? Right? So that's beyond the din of the lachlam of whatever this kesher kayam is. Good? What else we have to understand? How do we get our tzitzis when there's no tchelis? So that's what Rabbeinu Taman Lamatesu and Aleph. That our tzitzis are five ksharim. Right? How do we get the five ksharim? The Tosfos says there's no place in Shas. Right? This is Lashon. No place in Shas that has five ksharim. We don't have tcheles. Since we don't have tcheles, so what unravels right now without tcheles? We still have to have eight, right? Because of gedilim. Exactly how that learned, that we discussed, whether it's a mashlim or whether it's a dinay. Fine, we have to have eight. We have to have four that are eight. Good. We still have to have a gedil and a psil. Good. We still have to have a kesher. Do you have to have a kesher? We're not going to violate climb anyways. He's learned to have a kesher. L'chora, the pshat is that's part of the mitzvah of tzitzis, not just the violet climb. L'chora is for the din. All right, so we have to have a kesher also. Now we have to have. We have to have three chulyas because you have to have a gedil. So you have to have any more than three. So the Gemara seems to say no, because the idea of seven, your idea of having seven chulyas, so that is a din in tcheles, a din in rikia. All right. So now, Hayos, we're not going to have seven, because we're not going to have, it's not a remez for Rukiyas, how many are we supposed to have? So Tosha says, we have a minog to have five. Isn't this Lashon, there's no place in Shas? Yeah. Was that Lashon? It's in the Leivchois. The last medium. Right. So I'm not sure if you even medayik. In Shas we don't find. But the Yenis Menuzil has it. It's one of the Tanoim. Yenis Menuzil in the Parsha says five knots. That's where we get it from. So it could be Taisvis, it could be the Taisvis saying Shum Smach Bashas. He means, probably, Rishalm, you don't say it. So Lachara Tachidish, that, or it could be that you find it apparently Sifri Kabbalah, you find the idea of five. Right, but so therefore we have five, and then some. Then we've incorporated the idea of 7, 13. In other words, we have five, and Ashkenazim have 7, 8, 11, 13. It's a remnant for this Gemara because you have to begin with, according to Tosfos, the 7 and 13 is not Kriyachos Hakofes, right? So Lechayram, we do 7 to 13, because we want to, it's like a zeichel at tcheles. We want to remind ourselves of those tcheles. It's 7 and 13, so we don't tcheles. So we do. So we knock it down. Right? Ben Tam is a different hesber. Ben Tam says that if you have the minimum of 7, it's keilu. Ben Tam is saying, hey, yes, you don't have tcheles. Do the minimum. What's the minimum? 7. But 7 spread over 7 means you have to have. The minimum, according to Rebbeinu Tam, 7 means 1 white, 1 blue. So therefore, it understands that to mean that 1 white, 1 blue creates a chulia. You're going to have a kesher after every chulia. So in order to have 7, you have to have 4 ksharim. But you also have to have a white at the very end. So that has to be separate. In order to have the balance of white and blue, Tosfos, you're not going to have white, blue, white. You're going to have white, blue, white, blue. That's the chulia. And then you're going to have white at the very end. So in order to have white, you have to have another kesher. So Tosfos says, L'chorot sounds, Rebbeinu Tam says, you don't have tcheles, you do the minimum. What's the minimum? The minimum is 7. 7 means you have to have 5 ksharim. So we do 5 ksharim. That's our minimum. We don't have tcheles. How do we get the 7, 8, 11? So that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, it's Hashem Echad. Right? 7 and 8, that's the 15, so that's the Yud K. And then 11 is. What's 11? Vav Hei. Yeah, Yud Hei Vav Hei. And then Echor is 13. So we have Hashem Echor. Rashi says, very difficult Rashi. Rashi says that the way that we do our tzitzis is. Rashi quotes in Chumash. That's the kiyum of Laman Tizkru. This is a kapella. How does Rashi say that this is our tzitzis, our kiyum in Laman Tizkru? Rashi says the taryag is. Tzitzis is taryag. Right? We don't understand that either because Tosfos has the kasha, Ramban has the chumash. Tosfos has the vira. How do you get tzitzis taryag? It's chos yud. So Tosfos is a teres. The lamed makes up for the 3 missing yud. All right. So you have according to Rashi, you look at your tzitzis and you think of the tzitzis, the missing yuds, the lamed, and then you have to add the you're still missing 5, so you have to add the 5 ksharim. So how can Rashi say that is a keem in the mitzvah of the Eraisa? We only do it that way because we don't have the tcheles. Rashi says, "Shkula the mitzvahs, the mina shkula mitzvah tzitzis kochal atem rakula." Hilch Abdin and Shnei Ksharim Lumalo Shloshim Lumata. So the way I can explain this, all right? Another, what's the kasha? The kasha is that the way that we do it is not Merum is Al and Shas. And Rashi says, but that's how you makayim the din they rise. So Lant is Guru. Right?
Rashi's already said.
No, he doesn't say not on this Nakuda.
Makes everything.
Could be. But Lanias Daiti, not so much different what you're saying. I would suggest that this is a kiyum. This is the idea of the Ritva's idea of Asmachta. And the famous Ritva that we're all familiar with is that Asmachta means an idea that Merum is in the Torah, And Chazal expressed that remez. So l'chora, that's the best way to understand Rashi. Rashi's saying the Torah was merames that you look at the tzitzis and somehow the tzitzis are going to be a zecher for mitzvahs. Right. So the Torah, so the Gemara explains when you have tcheles, it's a remez for the kisei hakovod. All right, kisei hakovod, you make it more real by saying shiva rikiyim and six breaks in between. But then you don't tcheles. So then tcheles. So it means, but the Torah says you still have a mitzvah. You still have a parsha tzitzis. No tcheles, you still have a gdil, you still have psil, you still have laman tizkru. So where's Laman Tizkru? So that's what Rashi is pointing out to us, that there must be a way to Mekayim Tzitzis, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was Megal Laman Tizkru. Now Chazal will explain to us, Chazal, how are you going to get Laman Tizkru and the Tzitzis? Alright, so it could be in a very elaborate way. But L'chor has to be there. If the mitzvah, L'chor, that's the important Yesod. Rashi is saying, the mitzvah survived Tcheles. That's the opening Mishnah, right? If the mitzvah survived Tcheles, so L'chor L'maan Tizkru has to survive Tcheles. So then Rashi is explaining to us, how can we get L'maan Tizkru? And then we see that Yenis Ben Zohar already had five Kshar. Let's finish up with a very beautiful word from Reb Michel, based on the Briska Rav. The Gemara says, finally says, Noye tzitzis. What's l'chadchila d'kedin? The chil d'kedin is tcheles shlish gedil. Tcheles shlish gedil u'shnei shlishei onof. All right. So we put together the tzitzis. We put together tzitzis b'zman that was tcheles. Although, as you know, there's still five different ways of explaining exactly the organization of the Gedil, but we put all the different pieces together. We know what has to be tzitzis. We know it's going to be the Reis HaDikin of tzitzis. What's going to be the tzitzis you're going to make for the kid who's not yet by mitzvah. All right, according to Rabbi Yaakov. And then we also know that there is no tzitzis. Well, we do it also. We are Mekayim, this Brisa, of having Noye Tcheles Shlish. This mem of Rav, Noye tchila shlish gedil u'shnei shlishi anaf. So Rashi says that noye is ikir mitzvah, right? Ikir mitzvah tzitzis shlish gedil u'shnei shlishi anaf. What is Rashi the Iker mitzvah? It's a Heder mitzvah. It should be for a carrot. It's a Heder mitzvah. So the Bzur Michel says this is another example of the Brisk Rav's Vort, where there are certain mitzvahs where the Noy mitzvah is part of the mitzvah itself. There were two kinds of Noy mitzvah. So we began last year's room in Fulham Gonzo. As the Brisk Rav says, there are two kinds of Zeh Kelyan Veyu. There's a Zeh Kelyan Veyu, which is how you suffer to the mitzvah. It's beyond the mitzvah. Yet onto the mitzvah. And then there's a Zeh Kelimei, which is part of the Iker mitzvah. The Brisker Rav has many rayas. First, the raya that he has is from Bris Mila. Because the Gemara says that the Tzitzis HaMa'akven, that there's certain parts you take off because Zeh Kelimei Veyu. And that's Zeh Cheshavas. So I could name mitzvah Zeh Cheshavas. So Vais Tachos, you see, the Borer, that there's a din of Zeh Kelimei Veyu, which is part of the mitzvah itself. Then we have the Rashi in the beginning of Luval Gozel. Luval Gozel, Rashi says, Zekin and Veyu. But the Gemara says that if it's a Luvi Yavish, it's possible. So you see that Zekin and Veyu can also be part of the mitzvah itself. The Rav used to bring a Raya from the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says that if you have Shem Hashem with red, so you have to, the question is, can you write over it with black? So the Gemara says, Ein Zeh Min HaMuvchor. It's not the best way to do it, because Zeh Kelimei Veyu. The Gemara said it's possible if you don't do it this way. Right? So the Rami used to explain, see another Raya Brura, that there's a Zeh Kelimei Veyu, which is a part of the mitzvah, and then there's a Zeh Kelimei Veyu, which is I suffer the mitzvah. So the Gemara says you have to spend the shlish. The Zeh Kelimei Veyu, that's the Zeh Kelimei Veyu, which is I suffer the mitzvah. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Talis Noem, Sefer Torah Noem, that's a Noem mitzvah, which is in addition to the Iker mitzvah. But when the Rambam says that Eged Mitzvah is a Mitzvah of Mufka Kitekim Aveyu, the Rambam meant that's the Iker Mitzvah, that's the best way to, that's the way the Torah wants to fulfill it. When the Rambam says in Tefillin, Brisker Rav's Raya, that Mukov Kevil is learned from Zekelim Aveyu, right? But Mukov Kevil is a requirement. So the Brisker Rav explained that there's a Noi Mitzvah which is subjective, and there's a Noi Mitzvah which is objective. Sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you this is the way the mitzvah. This is the way to do the mitzvah. This is the pretty mitzvah. So the Rebbe Michel said that this must be pshat in this Rashi as well. When Rashi is the Iker mitzvah, Rashi's saying it doesn't mean that we think that a third and two thirds is a prettier way to present the mitzvah, and therefore, no, Noyit Cheles means the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megala to us that the best way to fulfill the mitzvah. The noy mitzvah be'ina kadosh baruch hu is to have a third. That's why it's ikir mitzvah tzitzis. That's why we still keep this din of even that chaylas. We still keep the ikir mitzvah tzitzis. So then he points out. I don't know if this Brisker Rav points out. Rav Michel points out that it's often pointed out that the Ram does not quote Zekel Neveyu as the makor for noy mitzvah chol Torah kula. The Rambam quotes at the end of Yisurim Mizbeach. That just like one has to bring a korban min a mufchar, say every mitzvah should be min a mufchar. The Rambam quotes, why should that be? Because if one does a mitzvah in a mufchar, that's kvishas a yetzer. Person exercises kvishas a yetzer when one does more than the mitzvah requires. So they see the two halachas in Zekel Neveyu. One halacha in Zekel Neveyu is sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm telling you what a pretty mitzvah is. Halachachachila bin the Yevet. I'm telling you, chachila. To do a mitzvah min ha-muvchor, zekel v'anveyu, that's a din in every din in specific mitzvahs, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu's megala the din, that's this mitzvah over here. That is noy tcheles, shlish gedil, shnei shlishi. And then there's another din. Person goes to the store, and one has two perfectly good tzitzis. But one is more expensive. Why? Because it's thicker wool. I don't know. It looks prettier, whatever. The wool is whiter, whatever it is. So then, there may be a din of spending a third more. That's exactly the it's separate. Okay, so then we'll go, tomorrow we have an earlier shiur. If that's okay with you. And then we'll.